in a generous way for many years, and we thank you for it, for your faithfulness. And so if you would kindly give us a call, we are starting the morning with a $3,000 matching fund gift that has come into us, and we now go to our regular programming.
Has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory Is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today, whether it's via podcast or radio. Now, remember, on the radio, we're going completely off radio on, at least as far as the Kurt Owen Ministry side of the ministry, on March 31st, okay? So you will not be able to hear us on the radio anymore. However, you can go to our website at kurtowen.com. And KURTOWEN.com, and you can go there and listen to sign up for our podcast and listen to all these. Now, by the way, if you don't know how to do a podcast, shoot us an email there at the website, and we'll help you with it. Now, my wife is still going to continue on there locally, or at least in the Florida area, and I don't know whether that's going to be on the website or not. Should, she's awesome, but. So you'll still be able to hear her at least for the month of April. Now, we've been talking about how to change your life forever, but I'm going to hit pause on that because I believe in when we're shooting this for radio that this is going to come out on March 23rd, I think, of 2020. All right. So, and at this point, I'm 2 weeks out. I'm shooting this 2 weeks before then. Now, the principles I'm going to lay out today, you need to have anyway, but I want to specifically deal with something. Already today, I'm on Monday, 2 weeks before. They've suspended trading of stocks. It's down 1,900 points. There's a couple things to do with that. There's a drop in oil prices, but it's also about this coronavirus. And then I have several people that are important to me that have had to cancel events, ministry events, because of this coronavirus thing, right? And everybody's terrified of this and things. And we right now are having to evaluate our ministers' conference in France coming up because there's talk of shutting down their borders, right? We were going to go to Japan this year, and there's a lot of talk about them not letting, us not being let in and all these other things. So I want to deal with this coronavirus, especially for us that have called upon the name of Jesus, okay, and that we are born again. Now, again, I think you should be sensible. I wash my hands, mostly because my wife makes me, but the truth, I still wash my hands. I with soap and water, I think it's a good, prudent thing to do. I still cover my mouth when I cough, or I cough into my elbow, mostly nowadays, not. I've had people that don't hug, I was at church the other day and people wouldn't hug me. And I had to just tell them, listen, there's nothing you have that's going to get off on me. But what I have, the healing, miraculous power of God, the love of God, is going to come off of me and to get on you. My body is where bad germs and bad bacteria go to die. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has truly made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, does that mean I'm going to be stupid, right? No, it does not mean I'm going to be stupid, but I have to stay on my faith. I have to stay trusting God. I don't trust my hand washing to keep me healed. I don't trust my coughing in my elbow to keep me healed. That is not where my health and my healing comes from. My health and my healing comes from Jesus. And so I want to deal with this today to kind of remind you of some things. Now, I'm not asking you to take a lobotomy and quit washing your hands and all this other stuff. I'm just telling you, what does the Bible say? And at the very least, you need to get rid of the fear. You need to quit. Okay, let me just say this. Some of this is just stupid. At this airing, if the figures I was giving are correct this morning, there have been 3,800 people die of the coronavirus worldwide. But since flu season started, And I don't have flu season. There is no, I only have health seasons. But the flu season in the United States, 20,000 Americans have died of the flu. Just Americans, not worldwide. So why is everybody terrified of this? Why is everybody reacting in fear? And again, I'm not saying not to be prudent. I'm saying there's a difference between being prudent and being terrified. And so I want to get into this with the word, what the word says, okay? First off, I want to remind you of something, and I want to go with you. How much time? I want to go with you to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And this is what it says. Now remember, people are going to say, well, yeah, but that was to the Jews. Yeah, but we have a better covenant founded on better promises. And they were looking towards the shadow of the Messiah, the Christ. We actually have now embraced the reality of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Okay, the Christ. In verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Okay, so this is David speaking to himself. He is saying to remind himself, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Now notice what he's doing here. He's saying, hey, soul, remember, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Bless the Lord. Honor the Lord. Now, again, the word bless technically means to empower, to prosper. People say, well, you can't empower the Lord to prosper. You can in your own life. You most certainly can. You can make him bigger than the problems. You can remember how good he is. You can remember he's bigger than whatever you're facing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He says it again, commanding his soul. And he says this, and forget not all of his benefit. Whose benefits? The Lord's benefits. Is it possible to forget the Lord's benefits? Evidently it is, because he's commanding his mind, his will, and his emotions to remember the benefits of God. Now just think about this. Have you ever been in a job that offered benefits? They were yours. Now did they automatically come upon you? Not necessarily. You could have medical benefits you never took advantage of. Well, I didn't know that covered that. I didn't know it covered my glasses. I didn't know it covered teeth. These are benefits, right? I didn't know I could have a yearly checkup or whatever. Didn't know I could go to the chiropractor. However it might happen to dress up, bottom line of it is you can have benefits that you never took advantage of. Now, notice here, these benefits, though, are free. They're just a part of the package. They're a part of, and in this instance, they're a part of the Lord being your God. Forget not all of his benefits. This is one of the benefits of knowing the Lord, who forgives all of your iniquities. That is awesome. He forgives. Are you telling me he's forgiven everything I've done wrong? Absolutely. Now, this is what's interesting about this is they're looking towards the blood of bulls and goats that makes this possible. We don't. We look at the blood of God's own Son that is completely, they were looking for the forgiveness of sin. We are looking at the remission of sin. Well, what's the difference? I know that's a big word. Forgiveness means it's still there. I know you did it, but I'm forgiving you. Remission means it is blotted out as though it never existed. That's what the blood of Jesus has done. So he forgives all of your iniquity. Notice it, very next verse. Who heals all of your diseases? Interesting. Here, this is very interesting. Who heals all your diseases. Now, in the Hebrew, that word all, it means all of them. It means all of it. All. Heals all of your diseases. Well, I wonder, does the coronavirus include all? Well, all means all. So, yes, it does. What about this? We talked about the flu. Does all include the flu? Yes, it does. So here, listen to me. God has healed your flu. God has also healed your coronavirus. There is no reason. In fact, now, Jesus, your coronavirus was put on Jesus, who bore all of your sicknesses, who carried all of your pains. So if corona, I know for a fact, if coronavirus is out there, and it is, it's not mine. It can never be mine because my coronavirus, the coronavirus of Kurt Owen, the virus that was allocated to me, That's all been put on Jesus. Jesus took it. When they brought coronavirus to the table, Jesus reached out and he said, Mr. Owen, this is your coronavirus. Jesus reached over and said, no. I'll just go ahead and take that for you. That means my coronavirus has been dealt with. It is the exact same as if I was at a restaurant and they brought me a bill and say, Mr. Owen, this is your portion of the bill. And Jesus reached across and said, no, Kurt, I got that for you. I'll pay that for you today. Now, that's Isaiah. That's Isaiah, the 54th chapter. It's also Matthew chapter 8. It's also 1 Peter 2:24. I'll have to show you that tomorrow. But I need you to understand something here. He has forgiven all of your iniquities. He has healed all of your diseases. And this is a benefit of walking with the Lord. This is a benefit of Him being the Lord your God. Now, if you're listening to me today and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, if you have never accepted Him, we're going to give you an opportunity today and understand one of the benefits of Jesus being your Lord is He forgives all of your iniquities. Actually, technically, He's remitted it, and He heals all of your diseases. Do you want healing in your life? Jesus is the answer. Do you want deliverance from the coronavirus? Jesus is the answer. You want deliverance from the flu? Jesus is the answer. Stay tuned and listen to Michael right now as he tells you how you can receive Jesus. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen Ministries is dedicated to promoting and propagating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Toward that end, in addition to everything else that we do, we operate two churches here in the state of Florida, one in Port St. Lucie and one in Clewiston. We intend on continuing to conduct our live services as normally scheduled. We invite you to come and join us in praise and worship to our King Jesus and to hear the uncompromised Word of God every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. If you are for any reason, however, uncomfortable attending church in person, please feel free to attend our services online. The live services from our Port St. Lucie Church can be seen and heard at reallifepsl.com, and the live services from our Clewiston Church can be found at reallifecluiston.com. At each website, please scroll down and select the YouTube icon. Once you are on your YouTube page, please simply select live service. Also, if you would like or need prayer for any reason, please just email your prayer request to connect@kurtowen.com. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent His Son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sin so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make Him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that You are alive and that You love me and that You gave Your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, You are becoming alive in me right now. I give You my old life while I accept Your life. I also make You my Lord. I commit to do what You say with the understanding that You will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather You lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that You would. Father, thank You for giving Your Son and accepting me so that now I can actually call You Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@kurtowen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danvo,